And we want to now note a voice that we'll miss.
I keep rearranging my silver teapot and candlesticks and things on these closet shelves.
For decades, perhaps longer than anyone, Alice Furlow provided commentary for NPR. She once said her essays just floated off in the air and are gone. No way.
Miss Pudding woke me every morning with a complex routine she worked out herself.
I'm thinking today of Miss Pudding, Alice's adored rescue cat, whose agreement with Alice was that she, Miss Pudding, would wake Alice every day by batting an old green pencil at her till she got up. In 2006, Alice reported the sad passing of Miss Pudding. No more elaborate rituals, no more litter messes.
I'd give anything to have all that to do for her again. But I have to be glad that I've outlived my dear old cat. I'm no longer haunted by a fear I've had since growing old myself, a fear that one morning Miss Pudding would come padding up the bed to my face and I wouldn't respond at all, even when she batted the green pencil down.
Our beloved Alice Furlow passed away this week on Cape Cod. She was 86.